This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It's time for the all-new Let's Make a Deal, starring TV's big dealer,
Brandon Bean.
Rolls out to his right to avoid pressure, but Greg Rousseau gets him from behind with an ankle tackle for the sack. As time rolls to his right to buy more, heaves it down the field, and it's intercepted! Picked off by Terrell Bernard! Fakes the throw. Allen going to step up in the pocket. Now he's going to take it and run, and he's got the first down and more. 10, 5, and muscles his way into the end zone for an unbelievable 26-yard touchdown run. Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Good morning. Deal time. Josh Allen gets a bunch of money. 2 year added on to a deal. It is a new deal, though. Sal pointed that out. It's like It's not 2 years added on to the current deal that he had or the deal that he used to. It was a rip it up and start again 6 years. $250 million guaranteed for Allen, $330 overall. Not bad.
Is it crazy that the fully guaranteed list is that wide where, like, if I can just take Deshaun Watson out for a minute, it's Allen at $250 million, and then second is Burrow at $146 at fully guaranteed upon contract signing. So what did he get for signing a lower per year? He got $100 million more guaranteed than anybody else ever except for Watson,
yeah,
who's kind of an anomaly.
I tend to think that if you're just a football fan, you don't really have to pay attention to much of this stuff about, like, who got what.
Yeah,
a lot of the cap stuff, the cap is real. The bill comes due, but it's so...
It's less real, though, if you do the Eagles void year
stuff.
Sure.
It's less real if you do that.
There's tricks to it.
It's also, you know, hey, we're on a strict budget, but that budget includes getting a $50 million boost in cap space every single year.
Right.
And it's not a static cap like the NHL where, we're stuck here. You got this deal. What's going to... There's so much growth every year on the salary cap in the NFL because of revenue. So, anyway, all right. So, recapping. No Myles Garrett.
Nope.
No DK Metcalf.
Nope.
No Max Crosby.
Nope.
No Devontae Adams. Maybe Trey Hendrickson's still out there.
Yep.
Looks like DJ Jones, if you like the defensive tackle out of Denver, he looks like he's going to re-sign. A lot of teams out there are going to have a lot of money to throw around. The Bills will not be a team that has a lot to throw around, but they'll have some. No Mac Hollins extension yet. No Amari Cooper, new contract extension. Cook, Benford.
No Ty Johnson.
No Ty Johnson. Right, you've got,
I don't know,
decisions to make here. If you're the Bills, Vaughn's gone. The turnover continues. The core gets locked up. What happens next? I'll start with this. I don't get sticker shock at DK Metcalf, and I would have done it. And
yeah,
we talk receiver a lot, and I get it. Like, part of the reason we do is because, well, it's a position that's interesting. And right now, you've kind of laid out the idea of Mac Hollins. What if he did get $8 million a year offered and $9 million a year offered and decides to leave the Bills. Mm-hmm. And then on the outside, they're left with Keon Coleman and what? And part of the point about what to do at receiver for Allen is to keep things kind of, whatever, flush long term. The Steelers, by making this trade for DK Metcalf,
it's
not a one-year trade. They signed him to an extension. He's there for 5 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And whether he's catching passes from Aaron Rodgers this year or whoever next year, the Bills are Mac Hollins decides to take the bag with New England away from all you have on the outside is Keon Coleman, who you are disappointed in.
Right.
And, yeah, Allen did just win the MVP, and, yeah, 31 points per game, and they had a great offense, and they did a lot of things that they liked, but they don't have a ton of stability built into their offense right now. The stability is Allen, Shakir, the offensive line.
One of the tight ends, probably. Just like, don't know which one on a given week.
We might be able to say, you're on the doorstep. Allen just got the big new six-year deal. Okay, what should the offense look like for that 6 years? Shakir will be here. Who else?
I mean, Dawson Dawkins
is how old? Spencer Brown will be here.
Yeah. What's Dawkins is 30? He'll be fine.
Osiris Torrance will be here. But the rest of it, Cook, we're not so sure about James Cook, what's going to happen with that if they let that play out. So
No idea about the tight ends by that point.
No, I mean, right. The tight ends are here, and we'll see if Kincaid can have a step forward or if Keon Coleman can take a step forward. But it'd be interesting to see. Like what is free agency? Free agency is overpaying for your misses in the draft. That's really what it is. Teams love to draft and develop. They love to put together the roster to the draft. Everybody wants to. And then you miss on a draft pick, and what are you going to do? You got to go buy something. The free labor you got in the draft, you missed out on Kaiir Elam, so you're going to have to spend money to go get some Rasul Douglas in a trade in that scenario. Or I saw Jonathan Jones of the Patriots. I don't know if you like him as an idea. Looks like he'll get released. Corner, right. You've got ideas, you've got options, but the big blue chip options, which as we talked about it, Metcalf or Garrett or Crosby or Hendrickson, I feel like a lot of Bills fans have an appetite for something big, some blue chipper. What the Bills have is a very good team. What they might need is a couple difference makers big time, whether that's hitting on one in the draft or signing one in free agency or trading one. They need somebody else to be, I can take over a game, I can take over a series. And right now, it's a little bit of, I don't know where that's coming from. You could just make all your picks and hope somebody hits. And maybe somebody will, but at least we had ideas or possibilities, it seemed, Metcalf, Garrett, Crosby, still Hendrickson, even Devontae Adams for this, as there are big-ticket items you could throw into this mix right now, and I think that is significantly less likely today as it was 48 hours ago.
Yeah, I would probably bet they don't land one, right? Wouldn't you bet they're not going to land a blue chip guy this offseason? There's just not enough available.
Unless it's in the draft and we just don't know that guy is blue chip until he becomes that guy.
But the equivalent of the Vaughn move, when they made it, is it's either Hendrickson or Buss kind of for that.
Yeah.
Like even Sweat or Mac, like maybe Mac is closer, but not even, right? Vaughn, what was Vaughn when they signed him? Vaughn was coming off the Super Bowl and he was still like end of his prime, right? Like equivalent of that.
I mean, he was
close
great
to it.
He was great for them in the playoffs. He was great that year.
Yep. So,
and the Bills tried to trade for him that year that he went to the Rams. They were in the mix,
and he had pedigree when they signed him. Right? It was first ballot Hall of Famer. This guy is a legend. He's still doing it. And who are you, like again, like the guys that are available now, other than Hendrickson, are all right. This guy's pretty good. Josh Sweat's pretty good. Khalil Mack's still pretty good. Mack again is more pedigree, but he's. Maybe how different is Mac? Maybe Mac is similar to this, but Mac's not signing a $100 million contract at this point.
No, Khalil Mack's what, like 3 years, $65 million?
Oh, really?
I don't know, 20 a year? Is he more than that?
I was thinking like 2 years,
40.
Yeah, okay, maybe. Maybe I was going low on that.
Guessing money is stupid because there's the reported number and then there's the actual number.
Yep.
I mean, SpotTrack, it's funny, like you'll use SpotTrack's market value a lot and find that it's way off of the reported number, but what they're giving you is the market value, and then you know, you sign a deal and turns out it's for half. They have Khalil Mack at 23 market value average annual salary. So
right.
3 years, 65. Like, to me, that's that neighborhood. I don't know. Mac would be accomplished. Mac is a three-down player. Mac is good.
Yes.
He's still good. He was good. He was good with the Chargers last year. He's still good.
But if they wanted to just get the best player they could get their hands on, like right now, I don't know. Hendrickson's the only one you would get right now and make the NFL top 100 list, right?
Yeah, that's probably right.
And like that's what we've been looking for, is they've got a lot of really good guys, but they need more elite players. And now that the cycle has kind of begun, there's one elite player that's really available, and you could get him, maybe, but you're going to be bidding against everybody else, and you have to be confident that Cincinnati's even going to be willing to trade him to you in the first place.
I wouldn't think they are.
Right, they might not be willing to in the first place. So then you're just kind of, all right, well, we'll go get the best guy we could get, but that best guy's not going to be an elite player, which is the thing that we need. So you're going to have to draft it.
Yeah.
You have to hit on one of these picks at the end of the first round, and it works. Like, sometimes it does happen. It's not likely, but like once every three drafts, there's a TJ Watt that goes 26th in the draft. And the Bills have had enough swings now at the end of the first round where you like one of them to be like a stud. And right now, the best you've done is probably Rousseau, who's good.
Yep. He's fine. I know some are a little unconvinced about Rousseau. I start thinking about this in, you know, I always want to cross over sports. There's just some positions where if you have a guy who's kind of good, you got to pay him. You can't go back to the desert. This is why quarterbacks that are not Josh Allen get paid, because, well, listen, he's good. Let's pay him. And that money ends up being huge. This happens at receiver. It happens at defensive end. It can happen at offensive line. You know, there's five or six positions in football where you just don't want to go into a season dead in that spot. Mm-hmm. And there are others where you'll say, all right, let's see if a couple draft picks can figure it out. 803-0550, our number. Allen gets a big extension. Now we wait to see what the offense looks like around him. The defense, same. Like, we're expecting big changes over there as well. I think they're going to rebuild their secondary. Today might be the start of that, whether that's corners or safeties. It'll be another offseason where there are big-name safeties out there on the market. Safety's a position that, you know, it gets to a certain number, and then they get chewed up and spit out.
Yeah.
Safeties do. So that could happen again.
Yeah, I'm looking right now at the Ringer's top 150 free agents list. And, like, how many of these are in play? A lot of these are just gone already. Like, some of our quarterbacks, too. Like, Darnold's number one. But Higgins at number two. Not available.
Yep.
Right? Chris Godwin at number three. He's not a fit.
No. Don't need him.
Because he's a slot guy.
Right. Don't need the slot guy.
Also, he's probably getting paid, isn't he?
He's probably getting 23 to 25.
Okay.
New England's been mentioned. Some of the speculation is, like, that kind of money. Yeah.
Yep. Number four, Trey Smith. Not available. New England
right.
franchise tag, right? Number five, Osa Odighizuwa. Do you sign
Chiefs,
back?
Chiefs franchise tag.
Sorry, right.
Yeah.
Odighizuwa signed back with the Cowboys?
He did. They franchise tagged him, and then they signed him to a long-term extension.
So the best player on the Ringers list that would be in even a conversation for the Bills is Milton Williams at number six. So that's a big, expensive defensive tackle.
And isn't he more like Ed Oliver than the different kind of defensive tackle that you want?
He's listed at 289.
And a penetrator.
Right. Ronnie Stanley.
And played next to Jalen Carter.
Ronnie Stanley, unavailable. Javon Holland, number eight. There's your safety.
Right. Which I don't think the Bills would do that.
Okay. There's Josh Sweat at number nine.
That's an idea.
Khalil Mack at number 10.
Yep.
So there you go. Like, you get to those top two edge guys. Unless you're getting Hendrickson, feel like the best player that you're getting your hands on this offseason. Unless, like I mentioned last hour, there could come a guy that could come available that we're not thinking about. Or even at the draft, right? Yeah. A.J. Brown got traded at the draft, and nobody thought that was coming. So that will happen. There will be a trade or two between now and the draft that just is going to blow our minds that player was on the market.
Right. Let's get stupid. Khalil Mack and Josh Sweat.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You said they need two defensive ends, two edge.
I don't think that's stupid.
All right. It's going to be a lot of money.
It's going to be money, but you're going Rousseau. Well, you paid Rousseau too, right?
So yeah.
Rousseau at 20, just, Mac at 15, and
Mac at 20,
Sweat at 20. So you want to pay $60 million to those three?
Bob in Buffalo is up. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning there, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I was curious. I remember hearing that by cutting Vaughn post June 1st, they would have saved probably another $5 million. So I'm just curious why they would have done it now versus then, and if you guys have any thoughts. That's all.
Thanks, Bob.
I don't know. I saw that too, and I was, my mindset is all in on this cap rising stuff. So that when I saw that they could have had $4 million more, $5 million more this year, had they spread it out into next year, I had the same question. Well, if the cap keeps going up, why wouldn't you just always? Why wouldn't you always spread it into the future? Because it's really costing you less. The dead cap cost percentage of your cap is actually lower next year.
Every year, yeah. But so, if you do that, you can't use the cap money until June 1st.
Right. Any of it?
No.
Any of it. Okay.
Yeah, there's post-June 1 money. Post-June 1. So if you want to spend money now,
that's true.
You don't get that money until, which, you know, post-June 1 cuts and money you get after June 1st can be valuable because you could make a trade then once the cap space opens up a bit.
Yep.
CJ in Buffalo. Hey, CJ.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question. Just want to know, I know we're talking free agency. Would you trade up for a Travis Hunter in the draft with the capital we have? Just for example, it could be any other receiver, but how far would you go and then use the cap money for maybe defense? That's just me. It's just an idea, but we always draft early or late, which is consensually, to me, a second-round pick, and a lot of times we miss because we draft traits. Let's go get somebody that we know for a fact looks, is one, young, and two, he's a guy. Let's go get a guy. You know, that's just me.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine a scenario where they get up to the top five.
Which is what you would need to do
if you
want.
If you want, and at receiver as well, if you're mentioning Hunter for receiver, or maybe he plays corner, who knows, or maybe both. Last year was the year to trade up for receiver if you wanted to do it, and they didn't do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it was a deep class, and they did what they did. I don't know. It's really tough to figure out trading up just because we first have to watch free agency. If they re-sign Hollins and then they add Josh Palmer, well, then I don't think they're trading up for a receiver or really even taking one, if they would anyway. Defensive tackle is, to me, the number one spot I'm still looking at. Defensive end is, of course, there with Vaughn's exit. You have Rousseau and Epinesa. Could they trade up? Sure. They trade up all the time. They trade up 2 to 3 spots all the time. Last year's trade down in the first round was a bit of a surprise. Going into a draft, I'm almost always going to think Bean's going to trade up rather than trade down. And a trade down is an indication that, whatever, you like the crop of players here and you don't see a difference. The other way to say that is the drop-off happened. It didn't fall your way. Mm-hmm. That's always how I want to talk about it. You trade down, that means the board didn't go how you wanted it to, because if it fell how you wanted it to, you would take a guy. I think it's too early to make a guess.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The Big Bo writes in that asking about if Micah Parsons could be the guy that we're talking that I'm talking about as, you know, becomes available that isn't available right now. There was a tweet about him yesterday from Jordan Schultz who said that there have been murmurs in the league about whether the Cowboys will actually give Parsons a record-breaking contract or if a trade could become a possibility. But that's the most you have on that right now. All he right. doesn't have a contract. He will certainly cost you $40 million per year. Certainly. Right? If Garrett got $40 million, Micah Parsons is getting $40
million. Yes.
So if Dallas doesn't want to give him that, then we're back to Garrett, where that's every team in the league is wanting to do that. And it's not currently... You got one insider saying there are murmurs is the most that you're getting, which is a lot less than where we were with Garrett, which, remember, was he wrote a letter saying, I want out.
Right. Good for him, I guess.
Sure, no, if I see more stuff about Parsons, I'll go all in on that, but I'm not believing right now that he's actually going to shake loose.
803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Welcome to the league year, the new league year. Rodgers to the Steelers, by the way, is, I want to say if it's possible to have momentum within a couple of hours on Twitter.
Yeah.
Rodgers to the Steelers seems like it's getting momentum. And maybe Metcalf as a piece makes that happen for them. Because Rodgers, I don't know, he doesn't go in and tell them to do that, does he? They need a weapon. They want a receiver. No. Pickens will be interesting. Do they
like
move
if
off
they
of
keep
Pickens?
Him?
They don't throw the ball enough to have two stud receivers like that.
Well, then maybe if they had Rodgers, they might.
Maybe.
They throw it more for sure, wouldn't they?
I guess. More than if they have Justin Fields, yes.
Right. Oh, if they have Justin Fields,
they're wasting their time.
Look out, fantasy receivers, if Justin Fields becomes that team's quarterback. Yeah. Is Rodgers just doing the negotiating thing, though, or is he bidding the Steelers against the Giants right now? Because the Giants, I mean, Jordan Renan this morning is like, the Giants are waiting on Rodgers.
Yeah.
So is he trying to get them to increase the money, or maybe he just doesn't want to stay in New York? Maybe he didn't like the experience of the New York, you know, circuit. I don't know.
There are two names at receiver who are possibly provably good and could change for the Bills, but both are
Pickens?
Potential
is
headaches.
Pickens
is one. Headache,
what's
right?
What's the other headache?
The other headache is a headache. I mentioned to him to you off the air the other day because he's one of the strangest cases there is. And if you want a guy that gets open all the time, that's what this guy is.
Oh.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson.
Deontay Johnson is one of the best at getting open in the entire league and has been the entire time. He got bounced from the Steelers, bounced from the Ravens. Did he go to the Texans for 5 minutes?
He went to the Texans. I'm not even sure he stuck there.
I have no idea. Nobody seems to know what's going on with Deontay Johnson. You want a guy that gets open? That's him. He gets open all the time.
Yeah.
I saw maybe it was The Ringer, somebody doing one of those big, huge breakdowns of open score and all that. And here's Deontay Johnson. Basically, they're like, yeah, it's weird, but he's the best receiver in football.
Okay, so his season was he signed with the Panthers. So he was traded from the Steelers to the Panthers.
Yeah.
Then he went to the Ravens for a sixth-round pick. Then they cut him, and he went to the Texans. The Texans then cut him, and he went back to the Ravens. So he was on their roster when the Bills beat them in the divisional round.
Let me make this case here just real quickly for you. Deontay Johnson is what the Chase Claypool idea was, except it's a better idea.
Yeah.
Deontay Johnson took from 2019 to 2022, was on the outside for 88% of his snaps. And the most recent breakdown from Matt Harmon at receptionperception.com, I just got a notification my subscription's about to renew, which I'm very excited about. Like, it's the best. Deontay Johnson in 2023, Joe, I'll put it on the screen here for those on the chat, like, in a perfect route tree, every single route he runs well.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. And he gets open all the time. He gets open against man. He gets open against zone. He gets open against press coverage. He's great.
Yeah.
What happened? What happened there where he's traded the Panthers for nothing, goes to the Ravens? I can't tell you the Bills are going to take that chance. Somebody's going to take that chance. And whatever's going on with his situation, I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't know what happened in Carolina. What happened was they were terrible, right? Carolina was terrible and couldn't get him the ball. So then he got traded to Baltimore. And if I remember right, the story in Baltimore was just they wouldn't play him. And that was his problem, is why aren't you putting me on the field?
Yeah.
And the Ravens might not have cared because they only spent a 6-round pick to get him. So I don't know. Was it about playing time? Because I would not want to crush the guy if he went to a team that didn't need him and they played him 3 snaps a game and he said, yeah, well, I want to be playing. But I don't know if there's more to it than that.
Right. It's of all the – I mean, he's had some drops. That's a part of it. He's had drops problems.
Yeah.
But
– remember, was it against the Bills a couple years ago?
Maybe.
There was a game against the Bills where he had like 3 in like the first quarter and he got benched.
But he is an excellent separator and gets open all the time, every level, and they move him around. Deontay Johnson. I have no idea what his market is. That is the gamble on a guy like, well, Claypool looked pretty good, and then things didn't go right for him. And
well,
this is actually one where the guy was good, not just, you know, 5 minutes ago.
If it's a gamble like this, he's probably cheap.
Right. And can you get him in your room? Can you convince him everybody eats? Can you sell him on that? And then you just have an excellent receiver. But I don't anticipate that's going to happen. On just talent, he's the best receiver available. But on what's going on with that whole thing, I don't know. It's a cautionary tale. 803-0550. I've got him in fantasy too in dynasty, and I'm not giving up on that. I'm not giving up on it. One of the reasons my team.
That's why you want him here.
Yeah,
because probably go. It could go well. He could also get caught in training camp.
Exactly. Who knows? Yeah. If he flames out, it'd be another example of like, well, you know, the Steelers and what they do. They have a receiver. They run him out of town. It all falls apart for that guy. 803-0550. Paul Hamilton on the other side. We'll get into the Sabres, who shook up the core a bit. They traded Dylan Cousins to the Ottawa Senators. They have a couple new players that came back this way, including Josh Norris. We'll get Paul's thoughts on it. Their first game with their new core. Not exactly a great one, but hey, it happens. And they're home tonight. 803-0550 to join us here on WGR.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here, and after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.